I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, all you motherfuckers.
Politics, politics. Humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Art Cop Radio, 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 Radio. California.
Surprise, that's right. I'm sure you all expected to hear the normal Bart Cop theme there, but this is a supplemental report with Tommy Mack in Los Angeles.
And Bart Cop sweltering in Oklahoma in March.
Sweltering in March? What the hell's going on down there?
85 degrees again today. I'm using the air conditioner all the time.
The air conditioner in March. That's bananas. What's going on?
Global warming.
I see. I thought it was the Y2K bug. Just still hanging around your air conditioner or something like that. Anyway.
Did you know that's playing on Showtime or one of those?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Inconvenient Truth is on cable right now. Showtime or HBO, one of those.
It's funny you say that because I was at the orthodontist the other day and he's trying to put something on my teeth and I was saying, is it being an inconvenient tooth? And he goes, if you ever say that again, I will drill you in the eyeball.
Don't piss off the dentist.
Nah, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea. So, Bart. How do you feel about doing this little supplemental thing? It's not show 19. It's not show 110. It's just something in between for the Bart Cop Radio listeners who have supported you all along.
Kind of like an afternoon quickie.
It is afternoon delight, isn't it? You know I'm going to have to play that song somewhere in this segment now.
There you go.
Okay. So what's on your mind, Bart? Tell me.
Well, I got this big dilemma about the next 18 months of political discussion.
Good God. And what is that dilemma, Bart?
Well, as you know, Fox News, the Vulgar Pig Boy, Hannity, O'Reilly, Savage, the whole riff. They love Obama. They love him to death. They love him in the morning. They love him in the evening. They love him in the summertime. They love him in the wintertime. They're doing everything they can to build him up. And suddenly, I'm forced to disagree with all those sons of bitches, but they're saying things that a lot of Democrats want to hear. And so I've got this teeter-totter dilemma going on in my mind, and I'm confused as to how to handle it.
So are you saying that because Fox News and Rush and et cetera are praising Barack Obama, that you have a quandary because you can't believe anything those guys say, but technically that's a good thing, right?
Well, it's spooky that a lot of what they're saying is true. They're saying things like he's the most exciting speaker since perhaps JFK, that he's got this power to run the electricity through the crowd that they haven't seen in decades, and I have seen some of that. I haven't seen, like in the convention, I saw a little bit of a speech, but I'd like to see him do a full speech, a good speech. It starts with a joke and then you build. It's like good sex. You start with a joke and then you build a little bit and then you have the big, big climax. I mean, I'd like to see a full blown Obama performance to gauge his electricity factor. But from every indication, he's got it. I just haven't seen it yet. The problem still remains. What am I going to do when they say truthful things about a Democrat, but we know they're saying them for the wrong reasons?
Well, that's just it. This brings up a much larger point, Bart. Here's my take on that, okay? There are two reasons they're doing it. Either A, they truly like the guy. Well said. Or B, they want exactly what is happening in fighting among Democrats. They want Democrats to pit Obama against Hillary. They want Democrats to do the dirty work and slam Hillary or slam Obama. They want us to do exactly what Hillary and Obama got into very shortly a few weeks ago. That whole little tiffle about Geffen.
That was because you Hollywood types out there.
Doesn't matter. It's playing into their hands.
Are you friends with Geffen? You know him?
Oh, yeah. Everyone out here in Hollywood knows Geffen. I mean, I have coffee with him at least once every never. Now, think about what I'm saying. Either A, they're saying good things about him, and that's always a good thing, because A, that's a good thing. Why they're saying it? To really make Democrats fight amongst themselves? Then we cannot. We should not, and we have the moral obligation to not let it happen. And that is something I kind of wanted to talk to you about a bit, Bart. There's too much Hillary bashing. I agree. 100%. But I think the reason why is because we're playing into Karl Rove's hands. I really think whenever someone says, Hillary is such a contemplative bitch, she can't be elected. And if a Democrat's saying that, that's exactly what I would want if I was a Republican. Look, I'm an Obama man. I gave to his exploratory commission before he technically announced. I mean, I like the guy. I really like the guy. And you know what? I also like Hillary. And I like John Edwards. Hell, even Kucinich with his weird potato head. He's a good guy, too. And guess what else? I am not going to say anything bad about these people. Any of them. Period. Because all we're doing is playing into the Republicans' hands. Fox News' hands. Rush's hands. Hannity's hands. When someone comes to you and sends you an email and says, hey, Bart, you're an idiot because Hillary's a bitch. You use logic. You say, look, she's the front runner. Why are you attacking Hillary when she's the front runner? And you get into it with the guy because that's what a stand-up dude like you does. Except you're getting into the dance. It's not what's said. It's the fact that the dance happens. It's the fact that you start fighting with another Democrat over something like that. What it is? Distracting from the main war. What is the biggest thing Democrats want in 2008?
Victory.
A Democrat as president.
Bingo.
Everything we do between now and then distracts us. You know, if there's one thing I've learned, Democrats versus Republicans, Democrats, our talking points comes from academia, okay? We're the people who are thinkers. So, unfortunately, because there's so much out there, that leads to a bit of chaos because we don't agree with each other completely because that's what it means to grow intellectually. If we all walked in lockstep, then that means we're closed-minded. What the definition of conservative means. Conservatives, on the other hand, the Republicans, their messages are 100% corporate-based. That's good discipline. Corporations have good discipline. Their message gets out and it's a singular message and they stand behind it. You know what? Even I know for a fact that there were a lot of Republicans who thought George Bush was the least qualified of the people to get the nomination in 2000. But you know what? Those guys got right behind the monkey.
Exactly. They stuck together.
We don't because we're intellectuals. But fortunately, we can be intellectuals and have disagreements, but not fall into the Republican hands by literally giving them what they need in sound bites. I personally do not think Hillary is the best choice for the nomination, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go around and dig up the dirt on her and scream at other Democrats saying, here's a problem. That's just a bad thing. It's all kinds of wrong.
Well, seems like the Republicans, they all own fax machines, and every morning they get their points printed out for them that tells them what to think, and so they're all on the same page. They all agree. It's like Democrats are too smart to win.
Perhaps that is a good point. But that means we have to go to the next level. We're the ones who have to step up and say, our biggest battle is winning the war. That's getting a Democrat in that White House. If we fight among ourselves, we'll never be unified. We have to work together. Instead, and I mentioned this before in a radio broadcast with you, instead of working against each other and tearing down each other's candidates, I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there who think Al Gore should be the next president. I think he would be a great nomination as well. But I still would rather Obama. But does it mean I'm going to sit there and say, Gore, he didn't fight. He didn't show any spine. You're a bunch of idiots if you really think Gore could do it. All I would say is, you know what? Gore would be a great choice as well. And move on. Because the fight is with the Republicans. It is not amongst ourselves. And if Fox News and Rush and all them are truly building up a Democratic candidate, I can't believe it's completely genuine. I cannot go there. I really think there's another thing about it. And if that's the case, we have to be smarter.
Are you too young to remember The Exorcist?
No. In fact, my mom, for some reason, thought the best movie to take a four-year-old kid was The Omen. So I grew up watching all the great horror films, The Omen, The Exorcist, Friday the 13th. I mean, I was just a kid, and I just thought, hey, that's normal life in Texas.
Well, if you remember, what Father Damien said was, you got to watch out for the devil because he'll mix the truth with the lies to confuse you. And I think that's what's confusing me about Fox News saying all these things about Obama, you know, because it's weird to hear Rush and the rest of them tell the truth.
It may be, but like I said, there is an ulterior motive. And if there's not, then let's at least ride what they're doing. Let's let them continue to, you know, any Democrat that they're saying is a good person, fine. Let them say it. Right on, Rush. Good for you, Hannity. Right on, Roger Ailes and Fox News crew, because all you're doing is helping us. if we just leave it at that. But if it causes Democrats to start infighting, then we lose and they win.
You know, I'm continually surprised by the amount of email I get. You know, you'd think they would say something like, Bart, I'm surprised you're going with Hillary. I would have figured you for an Obama guy. But no, it generally starts out, you fucking retard. And then the letter begins.
Well, that's just it. Perhaps we need to, you know, change the tone a bit amongst ourselves. You know, hey, listeners out there, if you send an email to Bart, from now on, don't tear someone down. Convince Bart why your candidate is better on the candidate's strengths itself. Keep it positive.
That's good advice.
And Bart, if someone draws a line in the sand, all you have to do is say, you're on my side, I'm not going to fight with you.
That don't sound like me at all.
I know.
We need to adopt Reagan's 11th commandment.
I hate to say it, but yeah, we do. Thou shalt not, what do you say? Say something bad about a Republican?
Yeah, never say anything bad about another Republican.
I know there's some people out there listening going, well, this is disingenuous to intellectual debate and discourse. You know, to a point, I agree. But there's a better way than what we're doing. An email saying, fuck you, you don't know what you're talking about, Hillary sucks, here's why, is not a brilliant way to debate. A better way would be, you know what? Here's a line that I heard so long ago that I haven't heard in a long time. Anybody but Bush. Remember when that was the big thing before the election?
Oh, yeah, and I think America agrees with you now.
Anyone but a Republican.
You know, I heard today that, I guess it's because of combination of Bush's fuck-ups and Al Gore's movie, but as of a couple of days ago, Gore's positives now outweigh his negatives. He's in the, his approvals are higher than his disapprovals for the first time since 2000.
Gore's?
Gore's, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're actually, right now, the approval rating of Gore is higher than Hillary, Obama, and Edwards.
I'll tell you another thing. I don't think Gore would be interested in the second spot. I don't think, well, I can't speak for Obama. I don't know him very well, but I don't think Edwards is. I think we might have a second spot like maybe Richardson or somebody who's not going to overshadow whoever gets the top spot. I don't see Hillary taking the second spot.
No, Hillary would not.
Clark can make a decent number two.
Clark would make an amazing number two.
Because then they couldn't scream. They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. So now when you watch Fox News and you see Shepard Smith going, I really like that Obama character. Yeah, Shepard. Thanks for putting that on the air in front of 2 million people. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And just leave it there. Don't let anyone say anything different.
You know, it always sounds so strange to hear a right-wing Republican fascist bastard say something like, if the Democrats really wanted to win, and then they give us some advice, as though we'd think, damn, he accidentally let that slip. He doesn't know, he doesn't realize that we heard that, and we should really take his advice and do what he said. I don't know why they think we would fall for that.
So, did I help you out?
You did. You have opened doors that my mind had not yet reached for the doorknob.
It's you know, I'm seeing it on your page, but I'm seeing it elsewhere. Because I tell you, who loves to watch Democrats fight? The people in Free Republic. Those freepers, they love to see us fight amongst ourselves. We got to stop that. Especially because it's all intellectual based with nothing really going on. Our team has to win. Not just for America, but for the world. We have to do this right. And we got to start now.
Do you remember the day after the election, the headline, I don't know which British newspaper it was, but they said, how can 56 million people be so stupid?
Yes, I do remember that.
It'd be real nice to see a headline in 2008. How did 58 million people get so smart?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a nice headline to see.
Well, hopefully it will happen, and we can start with it, and we can start with it right now. So what else is going on in your life, Bart?
Well, while we were talking, I was downloading some porn.
Awesome.
And I saw a picture of Raquel Welch. She's 65. I would so totally do her.
Is this on the record? Are we actually going to let this out?
Sure.
Right on. All right, Raquel Welch, send that to me, and I'll download it for tallying myself. Life is good.
It's a poster from her 2007 wig and extensions collection. Hell, I'd do her without the wig.
There you go. You're into that wigless Raquel Welch action. And, you know, I'm sure there's a website dedicated to wigless Raquel Welches of the world.
You know, I tell you, I bet a lot of the kids don't know this, but, you know, like in the 50s, I don't know the rotation they came in, but there was Mamie Van Doren, and then there was Jane Mansfield, and then there was Marilyn Monroe. I mean, these starlets were kind of coming, you know, in waves. And then Raquel Welch hit, I would think, somewhere 63, 64. And boy, she held the title for, I think maybe Farrah Fawcett took the title from her like 77, 78. She held that title for 12, 13, 14 years. That's hard to do in Hollywood.
Yes, it is.
To hold the title of hottest babe in the country or the world. to hold that for over a decade, that's tough.
I agree. But then again, I've never had the opportunity to be the hottest babe in the world, so I wouldn't know personally.
I thought you lived with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. Save my ass right there. Thanks, Bart. Actually, I do want to mention something else that I discovered today that made me go, zoink! A few days ago in the news, there was something about a mother-daughter American citizens being poisoned in Moscow with thallium. You remember that?
I heard something about that.
So did I. Everyone heard something about it, but it's like, what? What? More Americans being poisoned in Russia? What the hell's going on over there? It's like, too much Sturm und Drang, and I didn't want to, you know, pay attention to it. So I get a call today from a friend of mine going, hey, Tommy, who was that little Russian girl you dated a while back? I go, oh, Yana. He goes, I think I saw her on the news. I go, what? And that's when I Googled it. Mother, daughter, poisoning in Russia. And sure enough, it was my ex-girlfriend.
Get out.
I kid you not. Even Tally's met her. Charming girl. And the fact that her mother and her were poisoned with thallium in Moscow. I just found this out about 3 hours ago. And I'm like, what the hell? What kind of small world is that?
That's a wacky story.
More than a wacky story. It's...
But then you've dated so many women, the odds had to work out.
I know. And I actually have Heather Mills' other leg as a trophy. Oh, did I go there? So, I'm thinking we just keep this radio broadcast kind of short this time.
That's cool. It would be something Perkel could more easily afford.
That's right. Is there anything else you want to say, Bart?
Just that I wish we would have less global warming because I'm tired of paying $250 air conditioning bills.
Good God, man. That's unheard of. Okay, so in completion, I think what we learned today is, one, we Democrats have to figure out how not to fight with each other and go after the bigger fish, which are the Republicans. Two, Raquel Welch is still a babe. And three, don't drink thallium while you're in Moscow.
I agree, and there's an old saying that we need to hang together or else... Damn, I can't remember how that ends.
I don't like the whole thing about hanging. That's how your head falls off occasionally.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Well, you know, there's a saying they have in Tennessee, in Texas. They have in Tennessee, too. It's, fool me once, shame on you, fool... We can't get fooled again. All right, this is Tommy Mack in Los Angeles for Bart Cop Radio.
And Bart Sweltering in Oklahoma.
And we thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. That's right.